Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, besties. Welcome to Pillows and Beer. I'm joined with my co-host, Austin Kroll, and our wonderful producer, Nick Norris, our little elf on the shelf. And it is holiday time. I don't know how we made it to the middle of November, but we're here. And as much as I look forward to this time every year, I'm a little freaked out. I'm a little like, feel like I'm trying to chase the boat and be like, no, don't get too far into the holiday season yet.
What do you mean? First off, I feel like we have to make a shirt now for Nick that says he's our elf on the shelf. And second off, what do you mean that you're freaked out by the holiday season?
Because I don't want it to be over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, last night was an awesome night for me to just like, I sat down on the couch and I was like, you know, and I'm flipping through channels, Greg, and all the channels. I mean, literally, I turned to Freeform and it was freaking Home Alone, you know? I turn here and it's, you know, Christmas. I turn there, it's Christmas. I'm like, wow, we are full blown. And I know that, you know, you love Christmas and I love Christmas too. I feel like my love for Christmas is overshadowed by like your like extreme love for Christmas.
No, it's because you like Halloween.
Ah, okay. So, well, dude, the reason that I like Halloween is because that's supposed to be when the weather is turning, you know? It's like, ooh, it's like a little chilly at night.
Yeah.
It's a little spooky and it signifies the beginning of holiday season. You know, that's why I like Halloween so much, because it's like, yeah, it signifies, you're like, okay, man, and not far after Halloween is Thanksgiving. And I always, no matter how old that I get, like, compare or when I think of Thanksgiving, I always think of like, you know, like a break from like exams, right? Well, so you go home and then you know, you're like, oh my God, man, Christmas is in 3 weeks. I just got to go back to school and I have like 2 weeks of like exams and then I'm home and then we're done. I don't know.
Having nightmares about like forgetting to study for a test. Like exams for you, Austin, was 15 years.
I know it was. I know, but going home for the holidays, it's just like, especially when you go home for Thanksgiving and then you know that you're going to be back with your family in 3 weeks and like, I've seen some memes kind of recently, Craig, where someone's like, man, it should be criminal. It should be criminal where you spend, man, Thanksgiving with like all these people that you might not get along with. And then 3 weeks later, man, you have to go back and do it all fucking over again. And you're like, I view it the opposite. Right. And I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I should just go home for Thanksgiving and not leave for the whole month.
No, I know. I think in law school, I actually got to stay through Thanksgiving. No, I still had to come back quickly. But no, I understand what you're saying. I got on board with Halloween this year because it is the start of the holiday season. I think I'm bummed because we missed the beginning of November because we were in Vegas for a month, it seems.
Yeah, like. Yeah. We spent a month in Vegas one night is the saying. So that we basically did, yeah.
And then we, guys, we had an incredible first two shows of the Pillows and Beer Live Tour 2.0 for everyone that has joined us. Thank you. We hope you had a blast. And thanks for all the messages after. And we can't wait to see everyone on the rest of our tour stops. We've got Houston tonight. We've got New Orleans, December 10th, at the House of Blues, which is going to be awesome. Sorry, I don't have the schedule.
Look, guys, the show on December 10th at the House of Blues, I feel like is also kind of like a post BravoCon thing. You know, we have something huge going on a few days prior to that, so it'll be a nice release. And Craig and I have some really, really funny stories from New Orleans that I feel that we're going to be that we both have like our own take on what happened in New Orleans, and it's going to be funny for us.
Oh, too. We only have Boston, Philadelphia, and New York City listed. I don't know why. Austin and I get so upset at the administrative stuff with this. I thought we had more tour dates. I know we do, actually, but that's here nor there. Boston, January 11th. Philadelphia, the Fillmore, January 13th. Our grand return in New York City, January 14th. But, man, we've got a lot to talk about. BravoCon, Milwaukee. We flew right to Milwaukee from Vegas and had an incredible show that resembled our first show last year in D.C. I got punched in the balls on stage.
Not intentionally, though. It's not like someone, walked on stage and was like, boom, you know why, and then walked away.
Accidentally is even crazier. how we got there. And then to follow that with Nashville was just, it feels like it's fun because it feels like home. Like, we get to go to these cities and visit. We have so many besties around us that it feels like a second, third, fourth, fifth home. So
I feel like when we flew straight from BravoCon to Milwaukee, right? Because I mean, at one point I was almost curious. I was like, wait, am I going to fly home and then wake up on Tuesday? And I was like, no, that's so, so silly. Fly straight there. You know, even if you get in late, I mean, Craig got in on Monday night because our show was on Tuesday at like 2 a.m. I got in at like 10, and being able to wake up there on Tuesday was everything. And going to Milwaukee was so fun, Craig, because it's like a little bit off, the beaten path of like the shows that, we've done so far, much like Houston on Thursday, and we've done the Northeast and we've done like a bit of the Southeast, but we hadn't ventured, West yet. So it was so, so fun to go to Milwaukee and then to meet people that drove in from Chicago or drove over from Madison or things like that, just to hang out with us on a Tuesday night. And we know that it was a Tuesday night, and we know that it was tough for some of you to get there. And, just thank you so much for coming, because it was...
I was just nervous because it was our first live show in over a year, but...
I was nervous as well. I was definitely nervous at Nashville. And a little thing about Nash was that we were at the Brooklyn Bowl, which they've certainly had a whole bunch of musical acts, but we were the very first podcast tour that they've ever had. And Stasic, Craig, and he said that when they played there, that people were bowling still. And I was like, oh. And I was like, see, if they were bowling when we were talking, it would have been very distracting, right? Because, those bowling balls are heavy. But when you're playing a concert, I mean, I guess that you can't tell. So we were first podcast tour.
You have to buy a ticket to bowl, though. So everyone's still there to see you.
I see. Oh. Yeah. So people were sitting over there on those couches. If you've been to Brooklyn Bowl, anyways, it was just really cool. It was really cool that we popped their cherry in that regard, Craig. And we're going to House of Blues tonight. Craig's flight literally leaves in a few hours. So that's why we're podcasting now.
I wonder how many of y'all listening got to go to BravoCon. It was, the last year was fun, but this year was even better. That's the great news, is that there was a lot of improvements this year. It felt more intimate and cozy, I thought. Some of us, like me and Austin, were working boys out there. But it was a success, and I was happy with it. And I think we both probably got to meet over 1,000 people. And it was good. The booth did well, and it's just fun. I don't know if you have like a favorite show or anything.
Craig, man, your booth looked awesome. I like chose to go, the bare minimum route, right? Because we were talking and it was like, we're not like an apparel company, right? It's like, I literally only had a booth so that I could get to meet just like specific people that, wanted to come by and to say, hey. So for that reason, I just had, sweatshirts and t-shirts and some beanies and stuff. And it was only just like an excuse really to just get to meet everyone. But your booth, Craig, man, looked awesome. I love that wallpaper that you guys used. And it seems that a lot of fans did too.
It was great. Well, having a booth is like an extra meet and greet, basically.
Yeah, it really is. And like, it's an extra kind of meet and greet for, you know, like specific people that want to come and say hey to you. And it was an overwhelming response and it was awesome. What are you doing, Craig? Here, I haven't even looked at you. What are you doing? You look like, you know, you're lost in thought. And I look like.
Yeah, because this is funny because we don't usually podcast in the morning. We podcast in the afternoon. And like, we're both in good places now, but like our mornings consist of like a million things and I'm getting like a million emails, which is great. And so I think we'll take a quick commercial break and then I'm going to put down my phone for the second half. And right, we'll talk about how much money that Vegas stole from us because I've never been to a colder casino ever. We'll be right back.
Merry balls, miss, from our friends over at Manscaped. The holidays are approaching, but what if I told you that the celebrations are starting early this year?
It turns out the perfect gift does exist. And who else to bring it down your chimney than the leaders in below-the-waist grooming? Keep calm and let your balls jingle this season with Manscaped's brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Featuring the new Lawnmower 5.0. Watch all your wishes and mistletoe kisses come true. Look nice when you're getting naughty by going to manscaped.com and use code PNB for 20% off plus free shipping. Unwrap the gift of smoothness this holiday season with Manscaped.
Nick, Austin, I got to tell you, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is one of my favorite tools that I've ever discovered. I wish it. I had it back in college. Won't get into details there. But this just, I think it's considerate to stay groomed and manscaped. And there's just not a tool that's going to help you do that, make it easier, safer, and more efficient and prettier. I mean, I know I'm talking about my goods, but Manscaped's package, especially this one, just helps my package.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code PNB at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped, manscaped.com, and use code PNB, Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. Big holidays mean big family get-togethers, but you don't have to spend all that money on the Thanksgiving spread without getting something in return. With Ibotta, you can get your turkey and all your favorite sides for free. Starting November 1st for the fourth year in a row, Ibotta is giving 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast. Just add the offers in the app to redeem for everything you need to make your Thanksgiving feast complete. All you have to do is shop at your favorite retailers and upload your receipt.
Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items from produce to personal care to pantry goods. So you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you get real cash back that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. You can also earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers, too, when you start with Ibotta, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more of my favorites.
Download the Ibotta app now and use code Pillows and Beer to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving dinner starting November 1st. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code Pillows and Beer. That's Ibotta, I-B-O-T-T-A, in the Google Play or App Store and use code Pillows and You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store, but did you know Shopify powers selling in person too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere, online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock.
Without Shopify, I would not be where I am today with Sewing Down South. I mean, we might not even have a company anymore, let alone a giant flagship store on the busiest shopping street in downtown Charleston. Shopify has been with me since day one through all of our e-commerce online, and then we brought it into our store to help us process payments. It makes collecting payments just I mean, you don't even think about it. You know, we don't take cash in our store, which I know is crazy. This day and age, the fact that you can't walk into a store and buy something with cash anymore is nuts, but that's another talk. But for us, we only accept electronic payments, and Shopify allows us to do that seamlessly. Their card readers are the best we've ever used. We actually bring it to BravoCon and to all of our pop-up shops with us. Shopify is with me in Sewing Down South every day of my life. I can access all of my data in real time, all of my consumer data and how consumers are behaving on our website or in the store, all from Shopify's easy-to-use app. So I think you should join me and Sewing Down South in using Shopify with your business. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/pillowsandbeer.
Beer.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer, besties. I'm with Austin Kroll and Nick Norris. Me and Austin actually both happen to be in Charleston this morning and then headed to Houston for our show. Nick is in, that's a new place. I don't even know.
That's a new background. I feel like he did that on purpose so that we didn't know where he was.
And he's like,
I'm in DC. I'm at my sister's apartment.
I see.
Nice.
He's in a chic apartment. Or bathroom, or where are you? Are you in the bathroom, Nick?
No, I'm not in the bathroom. I'm in an office space.
Okay.
We're going to, in like the common areas. Ooh, we're going to do a full BravoCon breakdown soon. Not today, but we'll take you through all the panels that we were on and all of our favorite people that we met and got to see. But I this was my first night. I had that charity event in Palm Beach, which was great. Shout out to Cribs for Kids and Clinics Can Help. Last year they raised $40,000. This year we raised $130,000, which was awesome. Almost $100,000 more, which equates to like 1,200 cribs It's funny because it's something that I never even thought of, but I guess a lot of people have their babies sleeping in like dresser drawers and stuff and they die because they don't have cribs.
Jesus.
I know. So it was
okay, man, that's awesome of you. I will accept you missing the Bahamas trip because you were doing important shit.
Yeah, that was tough. And saying thank you for Paulina. For coming and her friend Christina and Kathy Theophilus for setting it all up. So anyway, great organization if you're looking at it. But we donated like pillows and I was so nervous because it was like Palm Beach women. And fortunately, when they were like, and you could take home the pillows in your chair, everyone got really excited and it was cool. So, but what I missed was Austin was in the Bahamas with our great friends, Jackie and Kenny. And he was not only in the Bahamas, he was at Baker's Bay, which is like one of the greatest places in the world that a lot of people don't even know about. And
I mean, it's super funny too, because all these people that, you know, you've mentioned, you know, when you just said, you know, Paulina and Kathy and then Jackie and Kenny, the people that I was with in the Bahamas, like we've all, you know, met because of Justin and Paulina at, you know, their wedding, and I met Jackie and Kenny and they invited me to the Bahamas. And then you met Jackie and Kenny at Paulina's birthday later on. And then you began to get the invites to the Bahamas. And then I introduced Olivia to Jackie and Kenny on one of our first, you know, Bahamas trips. And now she always gets the invites to the Bahamas. So yes, you saw clearly we were in the Bahamas together. And, That's just the way it goes. And
the way it goes for you, not anyone else in the entire planet.
But I mean, Craig, I don't know like what I can possibly do about this. Like,
no, I know, but it was just funny because like
this doesn't happen to anybody else, but like it happens to me.
The only person on the planet that I know personally that goes on vacation with someone that they're currently in conflict.
Dude, I don't know. Like what else that I could have done about it. And that's literally what happened. We're playing freaking kickball together and golf and bike rides. And it's just like one big fucking happy family. And it makes me so happy. And that's why I love going to Baker's Bay so much.
Yeah. We were, For people that don't know, Baker's is a Discovery property, and it's just a, it's like an adult playground, and it's on Guanaki down in the Alicos, and Austin spent time down there with me, not at Baker's, because what we can only hope to be at that level one, but he knew of it from visiting me in the Bahamas. So it's great that you got to go over. We wanted to come, but we weren't able to make it. And, man, yeah, it just looked like you had a fantastic trip. I went from Palm Beach to
Jupiter.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I was staying in Jupiter, but I'm saying, where did I fly to? Nashville. Oh, I met you in Nashville.
Right, on Sunday.
And then
Right. And so part of the parameters for going to the Bahamas, and it was more so just like, hey, but I have a show in Nashville on Sunday night, and the hosts of the Bahamas trip live in Nashville. But normally what happens is that they drop like a group of us off first in Charleston, and then they go to Nashville. But instead we flew straight to Nashville and dropped off a big old group of us, and then they flew the rest of the group to Charleston so I could make that show on Sunday night. So I landed in Nashville at like 3 on that nice, you know, Gulf Stream. And off to the races. It was a big, you know, weekend, culminating with a huge night with the besties. Talk about go, 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 man. I mean, that's a weekend after BravoCon. I mean, I landed from Milwaukee. We both did. I spent the night in my bed on Wednesday night and then woke up on Thursday morning and flew to the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's nice. So looked like the weather was nice.
It was. Wow. It was. Yeah, then everyone's playing the world's tiniest, you know, violin for me. But I'm just saying that it's been go, go, go.
Well, at least, I mean, yeah. It's
good stuff, though.
Work hard, you play. Then I was in Cincinnati. Have you been to Cincinnati?
I've never been to Cincinnati, but I know that you have been to Cincinnati before one time.
Yeah, I cut it from my, so I put it in my Instagram stories that I was recording. Because one, we landed not in Cincinnati, in Kentucky. And my dad asked me that on my text message, because I always text my parents when I land. And he's like, did you fly into Kentucky and drive to Cincinnati? And I was like, what kind of question is that? Like, no, stupid. I was like, I flew to Cincinnati. And then I like see these signs on the wall that said, welcome to bourbon country. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why is Cincinnati bourbon country? I thought that was Kentucky, like down above Texas. And then the driver was like, you're in Kentucky. And I pulled up my map and I was like, oh, Kentucky is way north and it's right under Ohio. Like my orientation for states still comes from me living in Delaware. So like, I can't understand where the states are. And did you know Kentucky and Ohio were next to each other?
Yeah, because I know that map, you know, that map where it's like, okay, and here's how you locate, you know, Kentucky, because it's like a man and the hat is Wisconsin, and then you go all the way down and he's holding a plate of fried chicken and that's Kentucky.
Which part of?
Well, he's holding it in the middle of him, right? And so his shoe is Louisiana, right? And so it goes all the way from, you know, Wisconsin down to Louisiana, and Ohio is his, I guess, like his torso. And then he's holding a plate of fried chicken, which is, you know, Kentucky. I rented an RV. Nick, that's true though, man. You like have to look up that name.
I think I view him as a baker. Yeah. Like
it's a baker. Yeah. A baker, but then he's holding a tray of some okay, sure.
A poultry.
You know, but
larger
because it's Kentucky, it's gotta be fried chicken, you know, KFC. So I rented an RV from Nashville to drive to Dayton, Ohio, and drove straight through Cincy. And I took pictures of like their practice field and things of that nature, you know, the Bengals and everything. But no, I've never spent time in Cincy. No shade on Cincy. I just have never been.
We landed in, there was dinosaurs all over the airport, which I thought was really cool. But then Amanda or Jerry were like, how do you feel about dinosaurs? And I was like, obviously I love dinosaurs. And they were like, well, do you think they're made up? And I was like,
this is a good question.
My Sunday school teacher did. And she was like laughing, like I was making, like spewing nonsense. And I was like, no, I'm serious. I was like, I remember it's how I started to get out of Sunday school.
Oh boy.
Right?
Oh boy. Oh geez.
We're gonna get it. Oh, we gotta stop this.
Look, okay, but let me walk you through it. If you believe in dinosaurs and you believe in the Bible for fact, like if you take the literature for fact, that means that dinosaurs were walking around with people.
Yeah,
which would be awesome. I would be fine.
It's like
I would be fine with that. I would be fine with that.
I would not be fine with that, by the way. I do not want to be walking around with a freaking dinosaur chasing me through the street trying to eat me.
No, so that. Oh, I think it'd be awesome. I think that's one thing that that's not a conspiracy. That's just finding two conflicts of fact in what we grew up with that people are not aware of a lot of times. And it kind of like, it's a little uncomfortable.
I understand what you're saying. And I swear I had a conversation with someone about this recently. I know. I was about to say, wait, dude, was it Craig? And that's actually funny. I think that we should talk about dinosaurs maybe tonight at our show, Craig, because I actually liked your stories. I like that you went to the museum. Museum?
I say museum.
I do too, man.
Museum.
It's like M-U-S-E-A-M. It's like my, you know, phonetically, you know, pronunciation. Museum. Museum.
Well, it was in the airport, which was cool. They were like, as you get off your plane, there's all these dinosaurs. And I'm like, this is neat.
Does like, since he claimed to be like some sort of dinosaur epicenter?
I don't know. That's what I got to look up, because there's a mastodon. Oh, no, it's Kentucky.
He was in Cincy.
No, you fly into Kentucky.
This is the Kentucky airport where the bones.
Cincy doesn't have it. It's the Kentucky / Cincinnati airport.
Okay.
I don't know. I always wanted to be like an archaeologist. Like I loved the toys as a kid, like where you'd pick like through the clay and like chip off the clay and find the bones.
You wanted to be an archaeologist? Kind of like Indiana Jones?
You know, like dinosaurs are pretty wild. So put it on the list on Pat.
All right, besties. And with that being said, we're going to take a little commercial break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. What's going on, besties? I'm here to talk about a company called Game Time. Now, Game Time is a ticket service, and specifically, I use this ticket service for the theater. I went to New York with my family. We were so excited to get tickets to see a new Broadway play, Gutenberg. And I said, you know what? We actually use this one called Game Time, guys. And so we looked it up and we found four tickets next to each other down in the pit. I'm embarrassing myself because I don't remember what it's called when you're that close to the stage, and it was super easy. And I even kind of fact checked and I was like, all right, well, like, you know, just for shits and giggles, let's look at this other. And I looked it up elsewhere and it was a competitive price. I was so happy. I was like, all right, now I don't have to do that anymore. So Game Time certainly helped, because you shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you.
Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy, which you know is so important to me, so that you know exactly what to expect before you arrive. All-in prices show your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out, unlike other apps where your total that you end up paying is way different than what you clicked on. Buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PILLOWSANDBEER for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code Pillows and Beer, PILLOWSANDBEER, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store, but did you know Shopify powers selling in person too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere, online, in store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock.
Without Shopify, I would not be where I am today with Sewing Down South. I mean, we might not even have a company anymore, let alone a giant flagship store on the busiest shopping street in downtown Charleston. Shopify has been with me since day one through all of our e-commerce online, and then we brought it into our store to help us process payments. It makes collecting payments just, I mean, you don't even think about it. You know, we don't take cash in our store, which I know is crazy. This day and age, the fact that you can't walk into a store and buy something with cash anymore is nuts, but that's another talk. But for us, we only accept electronic payments, and Shopify allows us to do that seamlessly. Their card readers are the best we've ever used. We actually bring it to BravoCon and to all of our pop-up shops with us. Shopify is with me in Sewing Down South every day of my life. I can access all of my data in real time, all of my consumer data and how consumers are behaving on our website or in the store, all from Shopify's easy-to-use app. So I think you should join me and Sewing Down South in using Shopify with your business. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/pillowsandbeer.
What's going on, besties? And welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer.
But the story that I cut out of my Instagram story, because it was just like, it was late and I didn't want to like cause a shitstorm on Instagram. But I was like, the last time I was in Cincinnati was actually with Shep, and we filmed a movie with Randy, Emmett, and Lala, and like Olivia Coppa, Bruce Willis. And it was a really cool experience. Obviously, you know, this was years ago, but I had
Olivia
Coppa. Wait, I just say Coppa.
Yeah, I know you do, and it's wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's like Coppa.
Coppa, Olivia Coppa. Are you sure about that?
I am.
Okay. So last time I was in Cincinnati, and then in high school, I was there for an Excel spreadsheet competition.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Okay. What does an Excel spreadsheet competition entail?
Correct. So you get it was for BPA, Business Professionals of America. I was a junior in high school, and
wow.
I got like second in Delaware. And so I got to go to the nationals, and they give you a list of instructions they're not detailed instructions though. So it's like goals, and like they give you a fact pattern and they say like, do this with the numbers, this.
And then, okay. That makes
you
sense.
You have to build formulas.
I took a spreadsheet, you know, class. Oh man, that's just, you know, reminding me of like random things that I was good at, but mine was mostly in middle school. Like for instance, like my Guam, let's say, and Guam stands for gross words a minute. So I was like a typing class, and I was like the Guam champion. So like I literally could rip out like 135 gross words a minute, right? And so the way that they calculate that is they have like a couple sentences that you have to write out, and I'd be like, and like it just, you know, so happened that I was like the typing champion. Such a random thing.
Wait, that's funny. I was never there. Okay.
Eighth grade, and I remember that there was a girl who was also like really, really fast too. Actually, it was Ashley Flair, who was a wrestler, the daughter of Ric Flair. And like she was just like a couple words, you know, slower than me, like a minute. And I feel that you know, like when you're that age, you're like, I'm the older kid and I'm supposed to be better than this kid, you know, everything. So I feel that she was probably like annoyed that I was faster than her. And I have no idea why, what a random thing. And then also in sixth grade, I like won this short story contest because I used all these like descriptors in my, and like my writing teacher was just like so impressed, you know, right? I was like, oh, and they took, you know, the candlestick and crumpled it like a piece of paper or something like that. And she was like, oh, that's like a cute, you know, little simile. And so I don't know why, but I won this like writing contest for my short story in sixth grade, and she read it in front of the whole assembly. So those are a couple of random things that I won when I was in middle school. A typing champion and a short story. I won the Dare contest.
Like, remember Dare in fifth grade? I won that writing contest.
Oh.
It was me and the two Dare officers' sons, and my mom was a teacher. So I'm always like, Mom, did I really win that contest? Or was this
because of you?
It was me, Colin, and Josh. And I was like, their two dads are the cops that talk to us in class, and you're my teacher. She's like, no. Those are fun stories too from when we were little. And it unlocks like a whole.
No, it does, man. One. It's like when you just said that, and I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, it just like unlocked this random stuff that I used to be like recognized for that, of course, I forgot about because it has not helped me.
Because you forgot how to read and write.
Because I forgot how to read and I only type on my cell phone now. No, I'm kidding.
And so we had an awesome meeting with Kroger in Cincinnati. I mean, these are past like meetings now. I don't even know what they're called. Well, it's a meeting, but they're not like, they're good. Do you know what I'm trying to say? They're not like,
no.
It's not like you're trying to meet with these companies. You're meeting with them because you're working with them. They're like, now you're like associates. But then I flew back.
Your partners? Yeah. Like you're meeting up with your business partners?
No, it's not. It's strictly not partners, but our collaborators.
Okay. I mean, if they're carrying your products. So collaboration?
Yeah, collaborators. And now I have never been to Houston, though, I don't believe.
This is what I want for... No, I haven't been to Houston either. I went to a wedding on the outskirts of Houston. And I want to know where a good steakhouse is to eat dinner. That is what I want to know.
Yeah, because I had some sent to me for Cincinnati. It was called like the Pinnacle or something. And I didn't see it till today. And I was like... It was like, hey, this is the halls of Cincinnati. And I was like, oh, Austin and I would have loved that. So we're looking for the halls of Houston.
Downtown, preferably, right? Because is the House of Blues, you know, downtown?
I mean, I'm sure it's somewhere near.
Because after the show in Milwaukee, it was a Tuesday night. So we didn't really have options. But going to the Broad House was so spot on with what we should have done because it's freaking Milwaukee, for God's sake. So we went to the
Milwaukee Broad, played Barred Ice, which I hadn't played ice in years. I forgot. Well, I mean, I've done it once or twice.
Yeah, I used to play a lot when I lived in Wisconsin. I'm telling you, man.
Wait, what is that? What exactly is Barred Ice?
So you basically have – so everyone who's involved in – said round takes one of the die, and then you know you roll to see who rolls first, and then you have six die, and you're trying to get
the highest game.
Yeah, you want to get the highest numbers possible, right? So one, so say that you rolled 1, 6, 6, then that's wait, 66, Craig, or triple six?
No, but we're not explaining the rules. Just explain what the point. Why would you play bar dice? Do you play against the bar?
For a shot.
You're trying to beat the bartender, and if you win, you get a free shot. You lose, you have to buy them.
It's like it comes down, and it keeps on coming down to the last person. I ended up losing a little bit at the end of the night, and that's when Nick came and collected me.
Because if you, like... It's hard. Like, I didn't understand it in person when you were explaining it to me. So,
It's tough. It's tough. You're right.
Yes. I had to come rescue your ass at like 1 a.m.
Yeah. I was like, Nick, come get me. So, Nick came and got me. And like, I had to act like, Nick was the bad guy. I was like, oh, man, he's pulling away from all the fun. But I was like, take me.
Yeah.
I've lost all my money in bar dice.
I'm washing dishes in the back of this bar. I don't even know. I'm in Milwaukee still.
Yeah, I'm still annoyed for how much money I lost in Vegas. But you can't be. If you're going to play the game, you got to. But there's just nothing to root. It's not about the money. It's about actually like celebrating and cheering. And you're like, at least give me one reason to high five all these strangers at this table and I'll be happy. But yeah, that. My cousins lived in San Antonio, so I used to visit there, and I've been to Dallas, but Houston and Austin I have not done. So I'm excited. It's only a 2-hour flight from Charleston, actually.
To Houston?
Well, it's 3 hours, 3.5 hours for me. I think it's because you go backwards.
No, so the time zone changes. So like I leave.
You're not flying Delta?
Today. But then on my way back, I bought a United flight because it's direct.
Oh, that's probably smart.
And it's only 2 hours.
Really? Is that much farther? Like mine? I'm flying out of DC. It's 3.5 hour flight direct.
Oh, and then anyone listening, if you want to come by the store on Saturday, I'll be there.
Nice.
A couple more. Austin, what's your Trop Op update?
Let's not do that this week.
Okay.
I do kind of like, you know, this Billie Eilish thing, but I mean, I feel like that might be like a 15-minute long thing and we don't even need all that.
Well, we can do, let's just work through the, let's do Nick's thing and then Billie Eilish. Nick is staying at his sister's apartment in D.C. and been on calls all morning and was waving at all of the cute window washer boys. Was 35 stories up. Is there a job that you would not do because Nick would not be a window cleaner because of the heights?
I hear that window washers, especially in those high rises, make some pretty good money.
But that, like the antenna, the people that change light bulbs on antennas for $20,000 a hit, like no.
Nope.
I saw one base jump the other day from one in Texas. He climbed so high in the air to change the light bulb that he base jumped off.
Wow. Yeah. I've seen that where it's like, you know, once every six months, you know, for $40,000, you know, they have to climb up and then just change, you know, the one blinking bulb. That's wild.
That's crazy. That's cool.
Yeah. It's wild.
Wait, speaking of technology, did you see that sober shot? So there's a new drink called a safety shot. You can get it at pharmacies and it claims to cut your blood alcohol level in half immediately.
What?
And I was like, what a strange dynamic that this will throw into the drinking life. Like think about like the years that you're like partying and drinking because it used to be, come on, dude, like have one more drink with me. But at least like even if they didn't, you had a couple of hours of everyone in the same position. But if now it's going to be like, dude, don't take your safety shot. Don't take your safety shot. And then your buddy takes a safety shot and it's just, oh, okay, I'm going home now. And you're like, come on, man.
Wow. I mean, talk about just like bringing people back from the dead, if that's actually true.
Well, that's, so it's being designed for alcohol poisoning. And stuff like that. But I was like, if I could have fun all night, because, you know, we don't drink and drive, and then like drink three of them and be like, cool, I'm going to go home now. And like, yeah,
what is that going to do to like the getting a DUI and things like that? Does it make you less drunk or does it just cut the alcohol?
Well, we're not going to say any of this shit, but what they're claiming, I believe your blood alcohol level would represent. Like, there's no way of misrepresenting your blood alcohol level. You know what I mean? Like, if it actually cuts your blood alcohol level, then they'll probably have to develop new tests. But, I mean,
well, so
it should correlate.
Okay, so then the very first thing that I thought about is, like,
anyway, you know, safety shot. Look it up. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, well, yeah, the very first thing it that was, I thought about was, is like a drunk driver.
Made by... It's on the NASDAQ. It's launching now. the fourth quarter of 2023.
Whoa.
His first patented drink that promises to reduce blood alcohol content and improve central nervous system activity, motor cortex function, and cognition in less than an hour. Alcohol poisoning happens when the body consumes alcohol faster than it can be processed by your liver. So this product works by enhancing metabolic pathways that break down blood alcohol levels while creating a protective shield around the stomach wall. Anyway, let's see.
I didn't the Center for Disease Control estimated the expense of $191 billion for his bad drinking.
Are you guys just not talking?
Oh, we are. Can you not hear us?
Yeah. Can you not hear us, Craig?
No, but I'm recording. So I think my stupid fucking Siri jumped up on my desktop. So as I was reading you guys that article, it was going to Siri instead of guys.
No, we can hear you.
Dude, I'm actually laughing. I'm actually laughing because I like tried to say something, and like every time that I was talking, man, Craig just was like, okay. And then this, and I was like, I'm in the middle of trying to say something. And you kept on. I was like, oh man, the first thing, dude, that I thought of. And then Craig was like, okay, it's on the NASDAQ in quarter. You just blew through everything that I was trying to say.
Guess. So say it works. Guess how much it would cost?
Oh,
$100 a shot.
Just a shot.
Yeah,
it's like in a can. It looks like it's a seltzer can.
Yeah, I don't know, man. $99 a shot.
They're $4.99.
Wow.
So, like, yeah, it could go either way.
Is this going to be something that's like, you know, sold now at every bar? Because I can't help but think about the very first thing that I thought of course, was, you know, people that like are drunk driving, and they're going to be like, hey, I took, you know, this safety shot, so I'm fine to go home, which is dangerous as shit. But then I also, you know, just thinking about, I mean, all over the internet, I always just see, you know, drunk ass kids in college that don't make it halfway through the day during like a big old Saturday. And, you know, when they're passed out in the bushes and all this shit, and just like, imagine if it's like, all right, here you go, Johnny, just take that shot. And then they're like, I'm back, baby, or something. I don't know.
They're only sold at pharmacies right now. And yeah, that's the thing is like, they're going to have kind of a headache. I mean, I'm sure they're legal. I hope their legal team's huge, because it's got to be used when you're done drinking. But like you said, people are going to be like, all right, just pound a safety shot. Let's keep going. And you're like, it probably doesn't work that way. And it's probably not good for your stomach. But what do we know?
Is it going to go through like the FDA? Because a lot of these things don't get like FDA approved, like that, like remedies and everything. So I'm curious if this one gets actually like approved, if it's truly a...
Most don't.
I don't know.
I guess if they can prove that it works. Because it's not really like a hangover remedy. It's more or like a, you know, post-night drinking remedy. It's more of a, let's make sure the kid doesn't die remedy.
This thing sounds sketch.
Well, science
really cool if it worked.
Yeah,
it reminds me of Narcan, but for like alcohol.
For sure going to need to see
some. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. That's true.
I'm for sure going to need to see some other people.
You know, all right, boys, the three of us were getting hammered one night, and we're just going to see who feels better the next day.
Well, that's like fitness guys. Like, so I like care about working out in my body, but every now and then I like to have an occasional alcoholic drink. And when I do, I take safety shots to minimize the effects of my body. And you're like, okay, dude, this isn't about you. Like, your liver's just fine. You have one drink every now and then. You're like, your liver can process.
All right, Mr. Bodybuilder, man, this is not about you. This is about getting hammered and seeing if it can erase the effects of being hammered to continue going or to not have a headache the next day.
That is.
This ain't about you. God, why do bodybuilders? It ain't about you. Sons of bitches.
All right, guys. Well, I can't wait to see y'all in Houston. Can't wait for next week. Estes, thanks for hanging with us. I know it was a busy time, but we're about to go into our favorite time of year, which is the holidays. I guess we're almost there yet. So we'll talk about Thanksgiving.
We're almost there yet.
And all things holidays, you know, next week. See you then.
All right, y'all. Thanks for joining us, besties. We'll see you tonight.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.